Hey there, thank you so much for downloading Limitless Genius, how to more powerfully unleash your brilliance as a creator. I know you've probably got 30 million things on tap and you're taking time out for this training. So thank you. I really appreciate it. I don't think that you'll regret it. And if you do, just unsubscribe, you'll never hear from me again. But honestly, like I said, I don't think that's going to happen because if you're like some people that I know, right? And if you're attracted to this guide, it means that you are a glutton for knowledge and resources to make you even better, to make you stronger, to further you even further into your zone of genius. And this quick guide is gold to help you with just that. So quickly, I'll tell you about myself. My name is Dr. Genev Cadell. I'm a psychologist, an author, and a secret weapon to creative entrepreneurs and artists. I've been obsessed with human potential before I can remember and what we need to be our absolute best. And I'm especially passionate about supporting big personalities and change makers who are here to shift paradigms through their work and their creative genius. I do this by helping them discover their limitlessness through their own personal exploration and self-mastery, and by creating unshakably strong relationships to themselves and others. These folks were born for greatness, to leave an indelible mark on the world with their mission, vision, art, and work that will touch lives, motivate, inspire, and raise the collective vibe of consciousness. And I love my work. So if this is you, you're in the right place. There's a fire within you that you've got to unfurl, and you often do, right? And you've got a brilliant mind with all cylinders firing, churning out new ideas every minute. You're super smart, super strong, you've got unrelenting standards, and most of the time, people around you just don't get it. They can't keep up with you, right? And your pace, even in its lowest gear, is found by many to be dizzying. You press on. Always. You are committed to doing anything you can to experience success on all levels, and you are constantly seeking ways of improving yourself as a way to grow an even bigger legacy faster. You only associate yourself with greatness, and you're unafraid of taking risks to stoke your creative flames. So again, bravo for jumping on this training to help you soar even higher. It will serve you, and I hope you use it and take the action steps that I recommend. Because sometimes, when you don't pay attention to the things I'm going to talk about, the wake of your creation can be one of destruction. Your work is your play, and you play hard, sometimes falling into pits that you never even saw coming, right? These pits that take you away from your work, that leave you questioning, distant, far from the people who matter, and out of touch with your own genius. And then sometimes, if you know this time, right, you when you're down, you get hit by stupid, trivial little triggers that send you even further down the spiral. Silly annoyances, maybe a hater, maybe somebody important to you, you get in this argument with and they just don't get it and they won't leave you alone with your muse. It can be frustrating. And sometimes your drive to go bigger, to play harder, to push your edge and to reach the pinnacle, inspiring people out of their mediocrity, can leave you depleted, questioning, sometimes even self-sabotaging with an extra drink or maybe five or numbing out in some other way, right? Keeping you hidden, keeping your brilliance to yourself. And sometimes maybe you find yourself getting swallowed by shame. But you know that part of success is falling and you always get back up. But you also know that you need to cut out as much nonsense and distraction from your life so that you can get back to your work. And this training is going to help you identify those pits before you've fallen deep into one. See, your gift has a shadow. You feel strongly, and sometimes your emotions might get the most of you. So how do you manage all that pain, right? How do you prevent it from stopping your process? How do you relate sometimes to other people who just don't get it? And how do you shorten the recovery process from your downward spirals, or even preferably, not crash and burn in the first place? When you shut your experience down, even when you don't know how not to, you lose part of yourself. You lose part of your brilliance. But you can leave an even bigger legacy with your creative genius by exploring yourself, by mastering your emotions, and by tapping into your own limitlessness. Because the cycle of creation and destruction does not have to involve self-destruction. Rather, your truth will set you free. Because let's face it, you and I probably agree on this. The world does not need another self-imploded artist. The world and your creativity need you to rise up even stronger to an even higher peak of elite. So, what do you do? How do you master yourself and discover your limitlessness? So, in Limitless Genius, we're about to cover a few key relationships that you need to master in order to unleash your brilliance even more powerfully. Specifically, we're going to talk about your relationship with your mind, your relationship with your body, and what few people are talking about, your relationship to that elusive part in between your mind and body, your relationship to your emotions. You are your instrument to allow your work to pour through, so you must be in optimal condition, mentally, physically, and emotionally. So let's start with part one, your relationship to your mind. I'm going to teach you four steps to your mental greatness. Consume, purge, clear, and stay high, okay? So we're going to start with consumption. You need to fill your mind with high-octane fuel daily. I'm talking about inspiration. You need to read, you need to listen, you need to observe, you need to take in. And you probably know this already, right? You are a glutton for knowledge and for high-value information. What you choose to ingest is really up to you, but it's important to focus on high-level, positive, uplifting things that will keep you motivated and excited to be alive. I'm sure you know this already, but if you're not doing it, please shut off the news or any other garbage based on fear tactics. You don't need that nonsense in your life because you act and create in your life based on love, not fear. Just as the odds of your creation as a human on this planet were so, so small, the odds that a piece of information is going to get to you are also minimal because we've got so much information floating around us at all times. So if you don't choose what information to take in, that information will choose you. So be conscious of what you put into your mind, what you pay attention to, and your thoughts. I'm sure you've heard this one before, your thoughts become things. And here's an awesome quote from Oprah. I know one thing for sure, what we dwell on is who we become. So take care of your mind with only the best quality fuel available. And so what I want you to do is, if you're going to listen to this straight through, awesome. If you come back and listen to this training again, I want you to pause it at this point and note to yourself and write down if you're following along on the PDF, write in the space on the PDF, or if not, in a separate piece of paper is fine, or in your journal, write down where and when you get your daily inspiration. The sources will be different. You probably have like 20 books that you're reading right now. But note some of the best sources of inspiration that you get and how that you ensure that consumption is part of your daily mental game. Okay, now the second step of mental greatness is to purge, right? And this is especially for you creators, because to continue your expansion, yes, you've got to create, but part of that is by expressing, right? So you've got to keep expressing. And it is in the regular act of purging where you might strike gold with divine inspiration. But in this category of purging, striking goal here is not the goal. The purpose of the purge is the continual self-expression. And you can do whatever you need to do as part of that necessary self-expression. So pick a medium or two. Pick three or four if you need to, whether that's journaling, painting, playing the saxophone, whatever it is, and express yourself. And this can be as limited as time needs it to be. If, some days are obviously going to be longer than others, but you need to do this daily. So 10 to 15 minutes minimum is sufficient as long as it's daily. And like I said, you'll probably need longer. But I want you to pause this if you're listening to this a second time through. And whether it's on the PDF that you're sent along with this audio or on a piece of paper in a journal, it doesn't matter. Write down your favorite ways of purging for no other purpose than self-expression. And write down what's your daily minimum to commit to this daily purge. Okay, the third part of this mental greatness is clearing, okay? And I'm calling it clear. It may not necessarily mean clarity or being clear, but what I mean is get quiet, okay? And I know that this is hard, and you may not be able to slow down that mind of yours, and that's fine. But what I want you to do is get quiet and pay attention. Just notice, observe, watch what happens with your thoughts. And I want you to attend to this experience as if you were an objective witness, just sitting back at, say, the train station, Grand Central, noticing the people, you know, going along through their days, just watching, right? Not attached to the drama, not attached to the stories, but just watching. And if you dare, not if you dare, this is actually important, you have to approach your thoughts and feelings and sensations that you observe. When we're really thinking about your thoughts right now and your cognitions, approach them with openness, curiosity, and love, okay? This is really mindfulness meditation. And there's been, gosh, endless heaps of research that shows that mindfulness meditation helps in so many ways in terms of stress reduction and all of these other things, but also it's been shown to help with mental flexibility and reduced cognitive rigidity, which you need, right, so that you can be even more creative and inspired. So this is key. Observe your thoughts as if you are a witness, as if you're sitting back, you're not attached. You approach them with curiosity, with love, with kindness, without judgment, okay? And even 5 minutes of this a day will do you a ton of good, and more is even better. So you might not even clear the mental chatter, like I said, but you will start to develop a different relationship to it. So add this to your plan. Now, the fourth piece here is staying high, okay? And I don't mean by smoking doobies, but I mean with gratitude, okay? We hear about gratitude all the time, but it cannot be overstated. Seriously. How lucky are you right now to be a human being living at a time like this? Maybe you're not feeling lucky. Maybe you're in a downward spiral. Maybe you're kind of feeling crappy. Well, this is when you need to get high, okay? Or at least get just a little bit higher. And the quickest way to do this is to find some things that you feel grateful for. Clean air, clean water, the fact that your lungs work, your sharp as a scalpel mind, right? Pick some things to just feel grateful for, okay? And here's another quote by our very own Deepak. He's not ours. He is ours. We're all connected. We're all human. Deepak Chopra, he says, excuse me, gratitude opens the door to the power, the wisdom, the creativity of the universe, and it can also unlock your doors to your own creative brilliance. And again, there is so much research on how gratitude helps with happiness, gratitude helps with your relationships, gratitude helps with everything. So, turns out that gratitude can make you have a positive mood, right? And research shows that a positive mood helps you with creativity. So, one of the shortest paths to a positive mood is gratitude, so pay attention every day practicing gratitude. And now, excuse me, from here on out, I want you to write down on a daily basis, if you're not doing this already, minimally 5 things that you're grateful for today. And because you're an overachiever, do 10, okay? But I'll challenge you to keep going even further to maximize the effects of gratitude on how you feel so that you can use this as another source of rocket fuel for your creativity. And feeling good. Who doesn't want to feel good, right? So, you know, right now if you want to pause this and write down a few things, awesome. There's a space in your PDF where you can do that. But keep this as a daily practice to kind of really focus on and pay attention to at least 5 things that you're grateful for. And whenever you're in a down place, shift immediately into gratitude. It will do you a world of good. They say what we appreciate appreciates. So that's just one of the many benefits of being grateful. Okay, now let's move into part 2, your body. So in addition to feeding your mind with high-octane fuel, you've got to nourish your body. And look, I'm sure you know this. And listen, I am not a health coach, and I don't have, you know, all of the recipes that you need or anything like that. But I do know that to be feeling your best, you have to be healthy. So I'm going to keep this part super simple. If you want more help, there are tons of health coaches and nutritionists that can, and you know, exercise coaches, performance coaches that you can work with. But for the sake of this, eat well, move your body, sleep, okay? I know, it's obvious, but it's necessary to drive the point home here. So maybe you can't stand to eat, you know, pricey, organic, high-quality foods because you just don't have the time of day to actually purchase and prep them. And maybe you find that whenever you do buy them, they just go bad because you don't put the effort into dealing with them. Or maybe you hate exercising because you'd rather be writing all day, or you find it's a waste of time. And look, I get it. Maybe sleep is the last thing that you need because it's just so boring, right? And sometimes it takes you away from your muse, and inspiration might strike whenever, and, you know, I get it. I don't care, though. your art moves through you and it needs a clear channel. And your mind and your body, they're not separate. They are the same. So the more on top of your health you can be, the better that you'll show up with your work. It's actually quite simple. And stay hydrated. Drinking water, as I'm doing throughout this audio, because I tend to get a dry mouth. Stay hydrated. Drinking water is so important. And so a little secret that I have is that I keep a jug full of water next to my desk when I do where I do my work. Because I can't be bothered sometimes to I know this sounds terrible, but I can't be bothered to get up and actually fill up a glass of water, because when I'm, you know, when I got my head buried and I'm doing my thing, I just don't want to, you know, take the 10 seconds out of my time. So I've got this jug, and you've got a picture of it in your PDF. And I use it to stay hydrated because I do like to drink water and it's important and blah, blah, blah. So that's one trick that you can use. The key to make any of these things happening, right? The key to make any of these things happen is to keep it simple, right? So I'm going to ask you in each different category with your diet, with your, you know, exercise and with your sleep, what's one simple thing you can do to improve your health, right? So for example, start buying organic fruits and vegetables if you're not doing it already, or just maybe commit to buying more organic produce, or commit to eating produce, right? Commit to having one vegetable a day if you're not doing it already. Whatever it is, only you know what you need. But, you know, step it up a notch. We can all step it up a notch. And look, even committing to buying a big water jug like I do and drinking more water will do you wonders. Speaking of which, I'm going to take a sip. And so write in the space below one thing that you commit to doing to improve your diet, whether that means adding something or subtracting something or keeping it simple, but something that you can continue to do daily. So note this in the PDF if you're following along, or in your journal. What's one thing that you can start to do that's going to help you with your diet? Same thing with exercise. You've got to move your body daily, okay? So this can be anything from like 10 minutes of gentle stretching if you haven't really done much exercise, or maybe, you know, you want to step it up and add a mile to your daily running routine if that's something that you want to do, or add strength training if you're not doing that yet, whatever it is, but you've got to move your body daily. It's absolutely necessary if you want to be your best. So we know that, you know, exercise boosts your mood. I don't need to cite all the research, but it's, you know, look it up. Exercise is so key for your mood. And we know, as we talked about before, that positive mood affects your creativity. But exercise has also been shown to improve creativity independent of mood. So you get double bonus, right? You get, I mean, more than double bonus. We're not even talking about what it does for your health, but it helps you feel good and it helps you with your creativity. So note to yourself, right? Write this down. How are you going to step up your exercise game daily, right? If you need to, and most of us do, okay? And then sleep. Now look, we need sleep. I'm not even going to talk to you about how sleep is necessary to be your mental best, your physical best. I get it. It may not be a strong suit for you, but just try to be disciplined about getting enough sleep. I know, inspiration comes over sleep sometimes, but sleep is critical, so please do not forget this, okay? Now, we're going to talk about this third part, which people don't really talk a lot about, because emotions, the third part of our training today, get a bad rap. And they have been since Descartes sort of said, you know, I think, therefore I am. I won't go into this, but here's the thing. Your emotions are your inner guidance system. They are a higher order of intelligence in many ways, and yet they're elusive in some ways, right? Because they sort of live between the space of your mind and your body. And they can be, though, the main drivers for our decisions and for our behaviors. So the best thing that you can do by yourself to really master your emotions and really be on top of them so that they don't sneak up and get on top of you, right? It's the same thing as the get clear instructions for your mind that we talked about earlier. In other words, be mindful, right? Be mindful of how you're feeling. Stay connected to yourself, right? And stay connected to your emotional experience. So on the regular, ask yourself, how am I feeling? And you really need to give yourself time to just be present with your emotions and observe them as if from watching from afar, as we talked about before. And doing this with acceptance, with love, and with curiosity. Not judging, not being afraid of, but just sort of existing in a sort of witnessing relationship, okay? This is mindfulness, right? So now, take time right now, right? Or if you're, you know, driving and you can't, well, even if you're driving, you can do this, but excuse me, if you can't pause this audio, Listen to it again, and when you get to this part, pause it, okay? Set the timer on your phone for 2 minutes. And in this space, just breathe, just relax, and feel how you're feeling. Notice in your body, is there any tension where you may be hanging on to emotions? Pay attention, again, from that witnessing, observing, not judging place, what comes up for you. And remember, no judgment, okay? Just allow. And when you allow your emotions to be present, they tend to move because emotions are fluid by nature. You can have a relationship with your emotions where you just notice them as interesting information. So just pay attention and see what comes up, okay? And then notice that, note that. And, you know, if you're following along in the PDF, write it in that box. Or if you've got your journal open, write it there. And just pay attention, right? And if you do this in a daily practice kind of way, you are going to be really on your way to being that much more connected to yourself. And this is going to do wonders for your health and for your work, okay? Now, a trick that I teach some of my clients, which I want to share with you, is that you can set an alarm on your phone as a reminder to go off a couple times a day to just check in with yourself, breathe, and take your emotional temperature, okay? This is something that can be hard for us to do sometimes when we're frantically working on things and we're, you know, caught in our work. But to do this is not going to take you away from your work. It's going to, you know, allow you to check in with yourself and pay attention. Because you can't turn a blind eye to your emotions, because this has been the downfall of so many creators. I don't want you to be another statistic, right? Despite people telling you day in, day out, I see it all the time, that you can outsmart your emotions, you simply cannot, because your brain is just not set up that way. Your emotions, like I said, are a deeper and a different and a higher, in many ways, order of intelligence than our cognitive intelligence. A really awesome quote that I love from the neuroscientist Antonio Damasio: "We are about as effective as stopping an emotion as we are as preventing a sneeze." Okay, so you cannot power through your emotions, or else they will power through you. And it is in this deepening of the same emotional connection to yourself that you might often shut down or run from where you will find mastery. And to go even deeper, you're going to need a hand, because you are human, and by your very nature, you need to emotionally connect with others. You need to feel felt, okay? And I get it. This part can be more frustrating than anything, because connecting with another person sometimes is so difficult, because most humans don't get you, right? They tell you to slow down. They tell you you're crazy, whatever it is, but your attempts at connection can leave you with the reminder that so few can feel you, because simply you are cut from a different cloth, right? You are the elite of the elite. And most will tell you, like I said, to slow down, or maybe they'll just want to talk about something so stupid and mundane that you just can't even, right? So you shut it down. But I will tell you this, solitary confinement is the worst punishment that we've invented as humans, and it's not going to work for you. Because if it doesn't drive you insane, it will take away from your work. It will impair your brain's ability to be flexible and even more creative. So as much as you enjoy your total space and isolation in your creative lab to seduce your muse, you need the human connection to help you discover new parts of yourself. And there is brain research to back up the fact that to be even more bold, to be even more fearless, and to be more resilient to even physical pain itself, you need connection. As humans, we can connect even more deeply to ourselves when we've got the help of another. It's simply how we're wired. So as a creator, with somebody in your corner to provide the right kind of scaffolding, you'll go on a personal excavation where you journey inward, where you chisel through the extra layers of emotional extravagance, and you uncover even more of your greatness. Without a trusted guide to help you with this, to help you facilitate this journey inward, I'm sure that you will continue to produce great work, but you might not reach the peak of your peak, and it might come with a price. When you have someone who knows how to help you navigate through tricky emotional terrain and who really gets you, then and only then can you be even more limitless with your legacy, because you have the scaffolding that you need so that you can take bigger risks and you can let your true gift shine. I'm talking about somebody that's going to help you absorb the blows, somebody who reflects back to you with your brilliance when you even when you start to doubt yourself, and somebody who's in your corner sometimes when it might feel like you're all alone at the top. So I really hope that you have somebody like this. Do not make the deadly mistake that so many brilliant creatives have made in the past with this delusion that they could just survive with their art without the human connection and as a result without that emotional mastery. So forcing yourself out of isolation to achieve this emotional mastery without the help of another, listen, it's not superfluous. It does not interrupt your process, but rather it's absolutely necessary so that you can be even more on your game, you can be even more in flow with your creations, and you can grow your legacy bigger and faster. If you are a creative entrepreneur artist who does not have this help right now and you would like to unleash in an even bigger and more powerful way your work into the world, you'll need a skillful facilitator to help you with that piece, that emotional mastery piece, so that you can grow your legacy bigger and faster. If you don't have that help and you are seeking long-term high-level support and coaching to assist with your own emotional mastery and self-discovery so that you can be even more powerful as an artist and creator, I work with a very small number of creative entrepreneurs and artists in a very, very personalized, high-touch, and exclusive manner. I take on only a few number of clients a year. So if this sounds like something that's interesting to you, please reach out to us. Contact my team at genev@drgenevcadell.com to see if I am presently accepting new clients when you hear this audio, okay? And if so, I would love to set up a call so that I can learn more about you, your work, and how I might be able to help you propel further into your own limitless genius. Once again, excuse me, once again, that email address is Genev, J-E-N-E-V as in Victor, at D-R-J-E-N-E-V as in Victor, C as in cat, A, D as in David, E, L as in Lamborghini, L as in Lamborghini.com. Genev@drgenevcadell.com. Shoot me an email. Let me know if working with me is something that you're interested in, and we will let you know if I have openings. And if that's the case, I would love to hop on a call with you to explore the potential of working together. So thank you so much for downloading and listening to Limitless Genius, how to more powerfully unleash your brilliance as a creator. I would love to get your feedback. So send me an email either way after you've gotten this training down, genev@drgenevcadell.com. Let me know what you're going to do to propel your genius further into the world. And thank you for listening. Have an awesome day, and I hope to hear from you soon.